Oh, look. My father is sleeping. Parents are just like children.
いかがでしたか？桃太郎の物語をちゃんと聞いて考え、しっかりと分析できている息子はとっても頭がいいですね。お父さんの方が寝ちゃってましたね。それではまた。 See you tomorrow.
Business Communication in Action.
Hello, everybody. 杉田聡です。さあ、実践ビジネス英語の時間がやってきました。
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Heather Howard. Let's take a look at conversation at work.
それではご一緒に勉強してまいりましょう。今回のビニエットのテーマは Aging Together、 共に老いる。今日はその5回目です。世界中どこでも高齢者の数は急速に増えています。つまりそれは世界の人口増加のペースが落ちるにつれて高齢化するということを意味します。2050年までに世界の人口の6人に1人が65歳を超えると推定されています。では今回のパートのサマリーをヘザーさんに英語で言ってもらいましょう。
Ueda says that 1 in 3 millennials taking care of a person with dementia has had to reduce their work hours or lost benefits or their job altogether. Lyons describes care homes that he and his sister looked at for their mother and says some residents apparently had no visitors or their families only visited briefly. Collins says loneliness is worse for one's health than smoking or obesity.
では聞き取りのポイントを押さえておきましょう。何が気の毒だとライオンズは言っていますか？高齢者介護について忘れがちなことの一つとしてコリンズが挙げているのは何ですか？ではこうした点を意識しながらビニエットを聞いてみてください。
Yes, pity the poor millennial who's expected to make decisions about someone else's life when they're still trying to plot out their own path.
Taking care of an aged relative involves a serious time commitment, and that can have a serious effect on your life. Statistics show that 1 in 3 millennials who look after someone with dementia, for example, is forced to reduce the number of hours they work, or has lost benefits or their job altogether.
One thing that we tend to forget when we're talking about elder care is loneliness. It's just as serious a problem as physical health issues.
That's a very good point. We humans are social animals after all.
Kathy and I looked at some care homes when we were looking into long-term care options for our mother. Apparently, there are many people who never have any visitors, or whose family members spend 15 minutes at the facility and then leave.
There's research showing that loneliness is worse for health than obesity or inactivity. In fact, it's as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
いかがでしたか？内容をつかむことができましたか？ライオンズが気の毒だと言っていたのは、ミレニアル世代の人たちは自分自身の道をこれから決断しようとしているときに、他の人の人生についての決断を求められているということでしたね。高齢者介護について忘れがちなことの一つとしてコリンズが挙げていたのは孤独感、ロンリネスということでした。では今回のビニエットに出てきた重要語句をチェックしてみましょう。テキストにはビニエットに出てきた順に語句が載っています。 Words and phrases です。
Pity、
気の毒に思う、哀れむ。
Lyons is saying we should feel compassion and sympathy for these people, for their situation. Likewise, you could say, I pity Mark with his car troubles. He said he has to pay 300,000 yen to get it fixed.There's also the expression, it's a pity that, meaning some situation is unfortunate, too bad. Like, it's a pity the company picnic got canceled. I was really looking forward to it. plot out one's own path.
自分の道を計画して決める。
Or map out one's own path, that would work too. Determine, plan the course we will take. For example, he's been plotting out his career path for years. Or I'm going to map out a course to opening my own consulting business. Time commitment.
時間の拘束。
Ueda says, taking care of an aged relative involves a serious time commitment. The devotion of a lot of time, the spending of a lot of time. You could say, taking care of a dog or a cat is a real time commitment. Or, are you sure you can do this translation project? It's a big time commitment. Be forced to.
何々せざるを得ない。
Be made to do something. Be coerced to do it. He was forced to accept a salary cut. Or she was forced to work with Mary, despite their mutual dislike. Altogether.
副詞で完全に、すっかり。
This word has several meanings. Ueda means completely, entirely. Such as, he's given up sugar altogether. It can also mean in total. Altogether, I spent 100,000 yen on my home renovations, for example. Or, another meaning is on the whole, overall. Like, altogether, our new product was very well received.
数字に関しても使いますね。今、江澤さんが言ったように。まあ、例えば、altogether, the bill comes to 100,000 yen. といえば、総額10万円になります。ということですね。
Tend to forget.
コリンズが中ほどで言っていました。One thing that we tend to forget when we're talking about elder care is loneliness. Tend to forget で忘れがちである。
And a person who tends to forget things, we could say is forgetful. Such as, he's very forgetful by nature, so he always makes himself lists so that he remembers to do things.
Tend to で何々する傾向があるという意味ですね。今回のビニアットの最初の回のところで tend to というフレーズが出てきました。これは人の世話をする。何々に気を配るとかですね。任務に当たるという意味でしたね。例えば、A nurse was tending to his patients といえばですね。看護師が患者の世話をするということです。まあ、ここではちょっと違った意味で tend to というフレーズを使っています。
Loneliness.
孤独、孤独感、寂しさ。
Social animal.
社会的な動物。
Macmillan says, that's a very good point. We humans are social animals after all. Care home.
Lyons が言っていました。Kathy and I looked at some care homes. Care home で介護施設。
This is a live-in facility that provides care for elderly people and others who need assistance. A rest home or a retirement home. Those are also common ways to refer to facilities for elderly people. And sometimes you'll see this shortened to just home. Like, his elderly mother needed extensive care, so he had to put her in a home. In that context, we would assume that you did not mean an individual family home, but a facility.Long-term care option.
長期介護の選択肢。
Choices for how to get care for their mother long-term. You'll also hear things like, there are a number of treatment options for this condition, including acupuncture. Or an insurance salesman might say, I've prepared several coverage options for you to consider. So you can use option about many different kinds of choices. Obesity or inactivity.
肥満や運動不足。
Colin says, there's research showing that loneliness is worse for health than obesity or inactivity.
では、words and phrases で取り上げなかった語句をヘザーさんに説明してもらいましょう。
Benefits. Ueda says that one in three millennials who have to look after someone with dementia is forced to reduce their work hours or they've lost benefits or their job altogether. Uina's talking about things like health insurance, pension benefits. The millennials taking care of elderly relatives lose those benefits because they can't put in sufficient hours or they have to work at companies that don't offer them.
Benefits. 複数形にして使うことが多いんですけれど、人事の用語としては、Bennies なんていうふうに、訳すこともありますね。Benefits, Bennies。Salary and Bennies Package。給与と手当のパッケージということです。では、Word Watch に行きましょう。今日取り上げるフレーズは、Statistics Show。統計によると。上田が言っていましたね。Statistics show that one in three millennials というふうに使っていました。この statistics という言葉、統計数字、統計データといった意味では、statistics と複数形を用いて複数扱いにします。しかし、統計学という意味の statistics では単数扱いになります。この場合の S は、複数を表すのではなく、何々学、何々術、何々論を表す設備字の ICS の一部です。では、語句が理解できたところで、もう一度ビニエットを聞いてみましょう。
Yes, pity the poor millennial who's expected to make decisions about someone else's life when they're still trying to plot out their own path.
Taking care of an aged relative involves a serious time commitment, and that can have a serious effect on your life. Statistics show that one in three millennials who look after someone with dementia, for example, is forced to reduce the number of hours they work, or has lost benefits or their job altogether.
One thing that we tend to forget when we're talking about elder care is loneliness. It's just as serious a problem as physical health issues.
That's a very good point.We humans are social animals after all.
Kathy and I looked at some care homes when we were looking into long-term care options for our mother. Apparently, there are many people who never have any visitors, or whose family members spend 15 minutes at the facility and then leave.
There's research showing that loneliness is worse for health than obesity or inactivity. In fact, it's as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
では、Say What You Mean です。ご自分の理解度をチェックしてみてください。次の各文は、ビニエットに出てきた語句の説明です。空欄に内容に合った語句を入れ、説明文を完成させてください。空欄には形を変える場合もありますが、基本的に同じ語が入ります。
1.Another way to say take care of is look, such as Kathy often looked her younger siblings when she was a teenager. The answer is after. Another way to say take care of is look after, such as Kathy often looked after her younger siblings when she was a teenager.
ここには after が入ります。Look after で世話をする、面倒を見るということですね。
2. When we are likely to do something, apt to do that thing, we to do it. For example, Mike to arrive late on Monday mornings. The answer is tend. When we are likely to do something, apt to do that thing, we tend to do it.For example, Mike tends to arrive late on Monday mornings.
最初のブランクには tend、次のブランクには tends が入ります。tend to do で何かをしそうである、何かをしがちであるという意味ですね。
3. The state of being extremely fat is things like the government is working to prevent in young children.The answer is obesity. The state of being extremely fat is obesity. Things like the government is working to prevent obesity in young children.
ここには obesity があります。肥満という意味ですね。では最後のクォートアンクォートにいきましょう。
You've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction. George Horace Lorimer, American journalist and author.
満足感とともに床につくつもりならば、毎朝決意を持って起きなければならない。では今日はここまでにしましょう。That's all for today.
Hope you had fun. Bye!
ラジオ仕事学のすすめの時間です。皆さん、仕事を進めていく上で迷ったり悩んだりしたことはありませんか？この番組ではビジネスの実践で役立つ